Piper picks Garmin's new G3000 for the Piper Jet. Embraer updates NBAA on the new Legacy 650. And certification testing on the new GE Honda Jet engine is underway. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Wednesday, October 21st, 2009. If it seems like a lot of our news today has to do with business jets, it's because NBAA 2009 opened yesterday morning in Orlando. Garmin announced the new G3000 glass panel on Monday, and when the convention opened on Tuesday morning, Piper Aircraft followed up with an announcement that the 3000 has been selected to be the panel for the new Piper jet. Designed specifically for Part 23 turbine aircraft, the G3000 combines a 5.7-inch diagonal touchscreen controller to control radios, audio management, flight management, weather, and other systems with 14-inch wide primary and multifunction displays that feature 16:9 aspect ratio and software more sophisticated than that of the G1000 to cut down on the number of buttons. Piper President John Becker commented, quote, "We have a long and rich relationship with Garmin, and our choice builds on that legacy while incorporating avionics excellence equal to the Piper Jet's promise," unquote. Piper also confirmed yesterday that a passive thrust corrective system designed by engine provider Williams frees the Piper Jet from the need for any stability augmentation system, and that the aircraft will keep a fixed stabilizer. Becker calls the pitch-power interaction in the Piper Jet's current engine configuration with the engine in the tail above the fuselage as, quote, "as good as any of the aircraft in the PA-46 line," unquote. To date, the Piper Jet test program has logged in excess of 230 hours of flight time and 160 flights. There was a fair bit of surprise yesterday when Becker also announced that Piper plans a 50% increase in production for 2010. Embraer is highlighting the new Legacy 650 jet at NBAA. The large executive jet category Legacy 650 is based on the super midsize Legacy 600 and provides longer range for up to 14 passengers. Two of the new planes are in flight test, with first customer delivery scheduled for the second half of next year. The Legacy 650 will fly nonstop up to 3,900 nautical miles with four passengers. That's about 500 miles farther than the Legacy 600. The FAA certification test program for the GE Honda HF120 engine is officially underway. The company says the first test engine has been run successfully at GE Aviation's altitude test chamber in Evandale, Ohio. Bill Dwyer, president of GE Honda Aero Engines, explained, quote, "Over the next several weeks, we'll be mapping the engine performance and operability around the flight envelope while utilizing the full capability of the altitude test chamber," unquote. The HF120 succeeds Honda's original HF118 prototype, which has accumulated more than 4,000 hours of testing on the ground and in flight. GE and Honda say they redesigned the engine for higher thrust and new standards of performance in fuel efficiency, durability, and low noise and emissions. It has already exceeded its targeted thrust of 2,095 pounds. A total of 13 of the engines will be involved in testing at six locations in the U.S. and Japan. One of the aircraft to be powered by the new engine is, of course, the Honda Jet. Faced with delays blamed on aerospace industry business challenges, Honda revised its projections back in April and now says the Honda Jet's first flight will take place this January, with first deliveries to customers happening in the fourth quarter of 2011. Up next on ANN, Jeppesen is making its chart products an easy choice for OEMs. Dassault Falcon owners get a new option for panel upgrades. And Jeppesen's Jet Plan and Satcom Direct's Flight Deck Freedom are now available together in a bundle. You're listening to Aero News.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We just give them an ingenious new interpretation. For 3 years running, the Cirrus SR-22 G2 has been the world's best-selling single-engine four-seat airplane. Today, the SR-22 G2 defines the new Cirrus standard model. Why? We'd love to invite you to see for yourself by taking a ride in the new breed of airplane that has taken the aviation industry by storm. To learn more, call 888-750-9927 or on the web at cirrusdesign.com.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for October 21st. I'm Paul Plack. Jeppesen has received a key acceptance letter from the FAA, which will allow Jeppesen electronic charts to be integrated quickly and efficiently with onboard aviation navigation systems. the AC20-148 reusable software component acceptance letter is only the second one ever issued by the FAA and the first for a platform-independent navigation component. Jeppesen's RSC acceptance allows navigation system developers to incorporate Jeppesen electronic charts quickly and efficiently. Thomas Weed, Jeppesen Senior VP, says obtaining the RSC, quote, exemplifies our commitment to bringing our original equipment manufacturing partners to market more quickly with higher levels of design assurance. With RSC approval, customers can more easily integrate Jeppesen content into certified systems, resulting in both time and cost savings for our partners, unquote. One of those Jeppesen partners is Dassault Falcon, which announced at NBAA the development of a new STC, allowing Falcon 2000 and 2000 EX operators, whose planes have the original flight deck, to upgrade to a set of four flat panel LCDs, adding functionality and increasing situational awareness. The new panel is sourced from Innovative Solutions and Support and offers savings in both power consumption and weight compared to earlier cathode ray tube displays. The STC has the potential to create a paperless cockpit by offering e-charts in combination with a Jeppesen data subscription, moving maps, and XM satellite weather. Jeff Chick, Director of Service Engineering, says the STC, quote, will benefit Falcon 2000 and non-EZ F2000 EX operators by bringing a new suite of features that substantially increase situational awareness and safety with comparatively little downtime. In addition, it will help increase the resale value of the aircraft, unquote. The announcement made no mention of the expected availability date, but installation will be available exclusively through Dassault Aircraft Services in the United States and Dassault Falcon Services in France. Jeppesen's JetPlan Flight Planning Service and Satcom Direct's Flight Deck Freedom Cockpit Communication Services can now be bundled at a fixed annual cost. Jeppesen and Satcom Direct have teamed to allow each to sell the package. Jeppesen plans to enhance the JetPlan Flight Planning Service to include EU ETS calculations for all flight plans filed for European travel, and will offer integrated weight and balance calculations starting sometime in next year's first quarter. Still ahead, the Citation Sovereign is signed off for Los Angeles to Hawaii. The ISS Vantage panel comes to the PC-12. And why is the Secretary of Homeland Security encouraging us to use better hygiene? You're listening to Aero News.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways, and you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Wednesday, October 21st. I'm Paul Plack. Cessna says Citation Sovereign Part 135 operators will now be able to conduct certain overwater flights, specifically Los Angeles to Hawaii, without requiring FAA extended operations approval. To qualify for ETOPS, a passenger aircraft flying with an engine out must never be more than 180 minutes from a suitable airport. In the case of the Sovereign flying LA to Hawaii, analysis proves the aircraft can fly 1,022 nautical miles, or just over halfway, in less than 180 minutes at the engine-out flight profile. Roger White, Cessna's Senior VP of Sales and Marketing, commented, quote, this is a response to customer requests for help in meeting this profile, as LA to Honolulu is sure to be a popular route with Cessna's charter operators, unquote. Mission planning will require maintaining a maximum 1,022 nautical mile or smaller radius from a suitable landing airport. Operational guidance will be included in Rev 8 of the 680 Airplane Flight Manual due out early next year. Innovative Solutions and Support has announced that its Vantage cockpit, currently installed in Cessna Citations and Dassault Falcons, is now available for the Pilatus PC-12. The upgrade features a three-display system that adds integrated flight management systems with panel or keyboard access, full support for Airwaves, Jeppesen e-charts, full class e-charts with aircraft position on a moving map, approach plates, SIDs, and STARS. Vantage can integrate existing third-party avionics or new equipment. Hawker Beechcraft Services announced at NBAA that it's taking orders for Aircell high-speed internet and Swift broadband connectivity in Hawker 900XP, 850XP, 750, and ProLine 21-equipped 800XP business jets. The option allows passengers with Wi-Fi-enabled devices to send and receive email, surf the web, watch streaming video, or access a corporate virtual private network just like they could in an office on the ground. The total weight of the hardware is a little over 12 pounds, and installation time is described as minimal. The system provides existing Hawker owners with Aircell high-speed internet for North American access or Aircell Swift broadband for international access. That's the same capability to be found in new Hawker aircraft in 2010. Certification is expected before the end of this year. Use of the system will require a monthly usage charge. And finally today, the federal government is urging us all to adopt better hygiene and take precautions against the spread of viruses. Oh, you thought I was talking about swine flu. Well, that too, but in this case, it was U.S. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano, and she's talking about our computers in an address yesterday to observe DHS's 6th annual National Cybersecurity Awareness Month. She urged us all to have antivirus software and firewalls installed, properly configured, and our software and operating systems up to date. Sure, it may cost you a few bucks and take some time and attention, but nothing like the cost and hassle of having your stuff hacked. Just think of it as the electronic equivalent of all those Purex bottles you're starting to see in public buildings. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, ANN Editor-in-Chief Jim Campbell talks about the future of commercial space travel with Tim Bailey, 2009 chairman of the International Space Development Conference. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts at iTunes, Odeo, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.